Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's hustling, shine in the morning. Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 80. Currently, it is 55. Fair skies at the Kansas City Zoo.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday?
Feeling good, D. Feeling like, man, we got to have my dog Kevin Holmes on the show. We got to give him a going away party, Hustle and Shine style. And we got to talk about Gift of Soul coming up next week, April 18th.
You know, we giving away that gas card for That's My Jam. TMG goes down into 23s. Kirk Franklin shares his dream collab. And there's a female singer who admits to a romantic relationship with Robert Kelly.
Oh, Lord. Today? We need that today, D.
Yep.
Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. It's Throwback Thursday. Let's take it back to 92, Whitney Houston. This is dedicated to my mother-in-law, Cincinnati. Legendary female firefighter.
Period.
Retired now. Love you, Mama Dude. Happy birthday. Sing it, ladies. Let's go.
Tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Commitment happens when you set priorities and follow them without fail. Commit to it by acting not just when it's convenient or comfortable, but whenever it is necessary. Your commitment is expressed in more than words, much more than just saying you will. Commitment means doing whatever it takes to make it happen. Commitment is available to anyone who understands and appreciates its value enough to live with it each and every moment. It requires no special skill, only sufficient desire and faith in the virtue of the endeavor. Go ahead and get the job done, even though opinion and circumstances may fight vigorously against it. See things through to completion, for that's what commitment entails. Commitment bears the pains of the moment without becoming dismayed. Commitment enjoys the pleasures of the journey without becoming sidetracked. Commitment can be summoned in an instant and can endure for a lifetime. With sufficient commitment, whatever you intend is who you are, how you live, and what you accomplish. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624, high of 76. Currently, it is 57 fair skies at the T-Mobile Center.
And I guess I didn't read the instructions. I mean, I was 12, so I went and prepared. I can't even remember what song it was now that I wanted to sing, but like it was a requirement. Like you couldn't do the audition if you didn't know the national. And I'd just come from England, so I didn't know the national anthem.
That's the craziest thing to
me. Yeah. I don't know if that's still a requirement, but at the time that's what it was. So I was like, okay, I didn't even get to audition. I was like, okay, well, it's time to go home. And it was on my 13th birthday. So I was a great 13th
birthday. Welcome to New York.
she better be glad that Trump ain't, like, she did all that before Trump got up in there, boy, because now they probably gonna make you quote God Bless America. They gonna make you have to sing it on the correct pitch and all that stuff, and if you don't, you ain't allowed.
Do you still remember the full national anthem?
I know the Black national anthem. Lift every voice and sing.
You know you can know both of them, right?
I guess.
So I'll take that as a you slightly do.
Is this a both things are true moment? Is this one of them?
I mean, we are American, so it's never gonna act like we weren't raised to know.
I'm an African in America.
Period.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
I know that's right. You better stand for something.
Period.
Since we talking about the U.S., let's get straight to it. Iran.
Oh, God.
Iran and the United States have allegedly agreed to a 2-week ceasefire after Trump stated in a post, quote, "A whole civilization will die tonight." In a statement.
And you want me to say the national anthem after he says that? Please.
That's another conversation for another day.
Mm-hmm.
In the statement posted to his various social channels, Trump says, quote, "I agree to suspend the bombing and attacks in Iran for a period of 2 weeks. This will be a double-sided ceasefire." So we shall see what comes about of this. Chaos. And history repeat itself.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
There's some storm chances increasing tonight, D.
Rainstorms, not snow, cousins. Because when I see storm, like, I be thinking of it's going to get a little hectic. So, yeah, you're correct. Rain chances are ramping up across the Kansas City area and are headed into the end of the week. So
better not disturb my plans, man.
So, honestly, the entire weekend, there's a big chance of rain. It's a higher chance than 50%. So use that to your discretion, because sometimes it says that, but then it really doesn't. But shout out to our cousins over at KNBC. They gave us a full detail. After a quiet start, most of Thursday looks fairly calm. So everything should be cool for the day. But when it creeps into the nighttime, creeping into Friday, that rain might start falling, cousins.
Yeah, they're talking about 6 p.m. to midnight. So some storms can be on the stronger side. And they're saying north of the metro with some large hail and damaging winds. So y'all know it's twister weather here in Kansas City. So prepare yourselves, for these type of situations coming up.
Heavy on that hail, because it didn't it just hail a couple weeks ago or months ago? And it was really bad.
Midwest weather.
Yeah.
Just wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
Facts.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
One of the hot topics in the town between business owners and City Hall, most notably probably Mayor Lucas. That's what, people bring all the energy to him all the time.
Yeah.
But this small bottle liquor ban, this mini bottle liquor ban that is proposed. Now, look, man. It's I think part of this is wrong because it's only targeting certain parts of the city and only targets certain stores. And that makes it complicated to me, because on the other hand, I'm looking at the results of these things happening. And what Mayor Lucas said on the show on Monday when I asked him about this was, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said this is more of our homeless brothers and sisters who go into the stores and get these mini bottles of liquors or whatever. And, and things happen, situations happen or whatever. But it's like they can still buy other things that aren't as cheap, but still they're accessible.
Still costs more than an airport shot, but yeah.
So that's the whole thing with this whole liquor, ban that's what's going on. But the Missouri House Speaker, he's looking to block this possible Kansas City shooter alcohol ban.
First, not only will it not solve the problem, we think it may actually make it worse, because adult consumers will now buy more product at those locations within the designated area, potentially creating an even bigger problem versus the problem that they're trying to solve.
You can't sell one can of beer, but you can sell six. And I said, well, by my understanding, if one created a problem, then wouldn't six create six times that problem?
Now, that sounds like a fair argument. I can understand that if the idea is that they have the funds to purchase at a greater
volume.
A greater volume. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so Mayor Lucas, he's standing 10 toes behind it. He's backing the proposal. saying that these, you know, things are frequently linked to crime, litter, and other quality of life concerns. But man, he got a fight on his hands with this one, because the small business owners, they have a strong case in this this situation, because I'm not sure about banning certain stores is. So like, you should just ban all of them. Like, ban all stores.
But if there's not
stores.
An issue in some of those areas, then what?
If it's not an issue where?
Remember, because we had a conversation here on Hustle and Shine about the culture around some liquor stores or certain convenience stores outside of the building, and how people are just out there with they bottles or with whatever.
You talking about on 35th and Prospect and stuff like that?
Yeah. That type of culture happens at play. So that's what I'm saying. If that's the issue that we've talked about here, then, and it's not at every single place, then wouldn't it be smart to make it only those areas that seem to have a little bit of trouble?
Maybe, but, and this is my last thing. If I can't sell these things, I'm just going to take Truce for an example. Mm-hmm. Liquor store east of Truce. I can't sell these liquor things, but just 1 mile west of Truce, they can sell them.
Right.
That's the issue right there. So.
Busy Bentman, 816 day. We on Hustle and Shine.
Love to everybody that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine live in the morning. Thank you to everybody on the stream. We see you cousins on the YouTube and the Facebook at Hot 103 Jams. Mm-hmm. And for those doing it the old school way, the traditional way, you listening right now at the Turner Diagonal in KCK, it's okay. You're going to get to work on time. Be cool. Your boss ain't on your bumper yet. Or you downtown in the loop now. You different story. I don't know. Your boss might be on your bumper. But wherever you are, thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world,
but you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Let's go.
It's that roll call time, that Hustle and Shine 7-Eleven roll call. Ooh, we got a laundry list. Let me go ahead and sip my drink real quick. All right, big love to Rodney, representing the entire Metro Kansas City. I know that's right. Out here emptying these Republic trash dumpsters. We appreciate you oh so much, saying big love and stay safe to everybody in the community. Shout out to Shauna and sisters Kilo and Michaela. That was sent from your, I believe, your daughter. Yep, and then also shout out her daughter, Kennedy. Big love to Latasha Scott, bus driver at Operation Breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
About to get it this Thirsty Thursday started. I know that's right. Chris Matthews, much love to you too. Nova, Messiah, Jameer, Kenyon. Big love from Red Minion, Israel. Oh, there we go. We ain't seen you in a minute, cousin. Where you been, Dee Dee?
Where the Minions at?
Where you been? Shout out to Minion Israel. Have a good day. I'm proud of you. You know, of course, that was sent from my Dee Dee. Selena Marie, hope you have an amazing day. Sending some big love your way. That's from your mama, Christina Wilkinson. Sending you some love. Tashia Williams. Major shout out to you, cousins. Big love to Whitney Tubbs, Leslie. Good morning to Carissa, Lucy, Ike, Keisha. Ooh. And of course, we got a lot more cousins that's hitting the line, but we appreciate all of our cousins that do. Big love to our loyal listeners, our loyal texters all the time, because you already see me texting you back, letting you know what's up, saying good morning back to you. So appreciate you as always. Big shout out real quick to the Raytown School District. Later on today, I'll be speaking at the 2026 Sparkle Empowerment Conference. I was there last year. It was a dope experience, so we'll be doing it again. And I'll actually be teaching some of our young girls how to DJ, which is going to be a very interesting and fun experience. So sorry to the parents if your kid come home and be like, mama, can we put some money towards a DJ controller? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, shout out to Astra from Promise of Hope. I'll be hosting an event for them later on this morning as well. Mm-hmm. D, so we always in the streets, y'all.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 on your time, high of 78. Currently, it is 55. Fair skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Singer K. Michelle admitted something that got a lot of people feeling a bunch of different ways. She was speaking to Jason Lee, and he asked her this question.
Were you and R. Kelly ever intimate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love him.
Really?
I loved Robert Kelly. I loved him.
Like, loved in love.
Mm-hmm. I didn't go through an abusive Rob.
What's your truth?
My truth with Robert Sylvester Kelly Robert Kelly always saw me as nothing. I might have loved him.
Did you?
I did. Robert is absolutely, completely wrong in the things, but those people around him never corrected him.
I didn't see any of that conversation happening.
Okay. Why was it necessary?
The conversation? She sat down with Jason Lee. Do you know who Jason Lee is?
Yeah, but was this some sort of urban myth or something? We need a Chicagoan to let us in on this. So we got Chi-Town's finest. I call him Dollar Bill.
Right, get close to that mic. Don't be shy.
Kevin Holmes, he's in the building. He's up hustling and shining. We need somebody from Chicago to come confirm these reports, man. You've been a Harold's Chicken a couple times in the past couple years. This has been a rumor floating around with this.
Michelle from Memphis.
But ain't that's a connection though? Did you see her in Chicago?
I never saw her in Chicago.
Okay,
never.
You ain't never saw her. No Harold.
Mean when she said that.
Okay, we didn't know if you had an inside scoop or something.
We know the Memphis Chicago connection. You know what I'm saying? It's there. I'm just okay.
Heavy on this. Yeah, that connection is definitely there. Another connection to Memphis, but not really, because I was always curious about his name. Maybe you guys know the history, because I'm young. I don't know. Memphis Bleek, he spoke on Jay-Z and gave his point of view of when people say that they can step in the ring against Jay-Z.
Jay is different. When Jay say he don't see nobody standing on stage with him, it's not a shot like ain't nice or don't got them catalogs. I believe, as my theory is, until one of these guys do a B-sides concert, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Because these guys not leaving that A-side record off they show. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know I ain't.
What do you think about this, B?
You don't think
it's anybody that has a B-side? Because to me, B-sides are for your...
Aubrey, you know.
Thank you. I mean, Kanye does as well.
Yeah, Aubrey and Kanye both. Yeah,
Kendrick could as well.
Kendrick, not yet. Not yet.
Because to me, a B-side is what the only really caters to the people that really are fans of you. So most people wouldn't have an idea of your B-sides unless they're fans.
It could be between them three. I'm over the whole versus argument thing. Just do it. Like, okay. Because at the end of the verses, no, there's no crown. Nobody gets a belt. Just do it, bro. Just do the concert and just do it. How about that?
Yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
My dog. Straight from Chi-Town. Here to all you country boys. Nothing. Dollar Bill's in the building.
Nothing.
Kevin Holmes, he's in the building up, Hustle and Shining. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Now, I ain't gonna get ignorant too soon, because I pull the ignorance out of Kevin. Like, Kevin has an upstanding character. Everybody looks at him with a certain eye. So I don't want to drag him down to where I'm at right now, not in this break at least. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna talk about Gift of Soul coming up April 18th. I can't wait. It's at the CBE. Give us all the details.
Man, it's at the CBE. You know, we raise money. Every single dollar raised goes to get a decent pair of shoes to kids here in the metro. It's been going on for about 5 years. Today, we've given out nearly 6,000 pairs of shoes.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Kids partnering with several nonprofits here in the Kansas City Metro. Man, the smiles on these kids' faces when they open up that box of shoes, it brings you so much joy, and it melts hearts everywhere.
Now, what inspired you to even start Gift of Soul?
Man, I grew up on the south side of Chicago, where sneakers are just everything. Mm-hmm. And, wanting and not being able to have, I recognized what it was like to not. And when I was in a position to have a pair of shoes, I realized that joy that it brought me, and I wanted to kind of inspire and do that for others.
Yeah,
and having back in the day some British Knights or some LA Gears,
it was pro kids for me.
Yeah,
from Payless.
Payless was a hidden gem.
Says who?
Looking back now.
Not in the Kansas City, Missouri school district.
All right, not in the Chicago public school district.
Right, yeah. I believe it now. I'm just thinking of the prices of them shoes and them little, you need Sunday's best for the little girls? You go to Payless.
It just brings your confidence up, dog. Like, seriously. And we're not saying that Jordans or Nikes or whatever are necessary gear for kids.
Right.
But let's face it, though. A lot of these kids go through a lot of bullying when it comes to what they have on and their appearance. Yes. It just is what it is. It's a point of growth for some kids. But it's a case-by-case basis too, Kevin, because every kid cannot take that type of type of scrutiny.
You're right, right. And it really boosts your confidence. It boosts your self-esteem. It's one less thing you have to worry about in the classroom. And not just that. You know, we aren't providing like creme de la creme Jordans. We're just providing a sturdy pair of Nikes or Pumas or Adidas, mm-hmm. just to boost their self-esteem and put a smile on their face. I talked to a teacher, you know, year one when we launched this program, and they always tell me the story of a fifth grader walking the halls of their classroom, and this student was wearing cleats for like a week straight.
Oh, wow.
And the teacher finally went to the student and said, "Yeah, baby, where are your shoes at?" "Well, we only had one pair of shoes, at the start of the school year. And now they didn't have holes and they busted through them. So this is all my family can afford." And you'd be surprised how often there are stories just like that throughout the Kansas City area where they don't have any shoes. They only have one pair of shoes for the school year. They're too holy, too big, too small, too tight, too dirty.
Hand-me-downs. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, we just want to fill that void because especially in this economy, you got too many other things you're worried about with the light bill, the house bill, gas, right? So, you know, let us help ease the burden for some of these families with just a pair of shoes.
The conversation left off where we were talking about confidence and kids having that with shoes going to school. And not only does it stop at shoes, but it's with clothes too. But the shoes are more important, especially to young men and young boys, man. Because in those instances, like, you know, look, there's locker room talk. That's just a part of growing up and being a boy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And in those locker room talks, there could be times where you roasting each other. And one of the first things you look at is what, Kevin?
It's somebody's shoes. It's part of your identity these days. You know, you look somebody up from head to toe. No one says from head to ankles. No one says from head to knees.
No,
they say head
to
toes.
And I went to a school where we had uniforms. So all that mattered was your shoe game. Because that was the only way we could express ourselves. So it's big. It's still big for our kids today.
Kevin, any way that people can still donate to Gift of Soul?
Yeah, go to kshb.com/giftofsoul and you can make a donation that way. We should note that every donation is tax deductible. And if you come on out to the gala, tickets are still available. They're $150 a piece, but it gets you great food courtesy of Lula's. They are catering. But also we have tons of prizes and donations. Anything you think of, from Chiefs tickets to batting practice for a Royals game for four people for a night game.
Nice.
In addition to an autographed Bobby Witt Jr. baseball. We got trips out of the country, in the country, great experiences. We have so many great auction items this year. And we got one of the best DJs on the ones and twos. We have a singer. You can meet some of the KC current players. We have at least one Chiefs player confirmed to be there and possibly others. So come on out. It's going to be a great time there at the College Basketball Experience from 6 to 10 o'clock next Saturday.
And y'all, last year they gave away these Beyonce. It was like a Beyonce flyaway or something like that.
I remember you told me about that.
Yeah, I had to put that on the socials.
Hey, we got even more prizes. Even better prizes and auction items this year.
25, 35, sold to the man with braids in his hair.
I am amazed at what our team managed to gain and garner this year when it comes to auction prizes. So be on the lookout. And a lot of stuff that, you know, is Kansas City. Like I said, the batting practice for four people.
I need that.
Before a game at the K.
Can we practice
field
goals?
Put that money where your mouth
exactly.
is.
Can we practice Christian field Brown goals before the game? Jersey.
And with the Chiefs, like, can we practice field goals with, like, Bucker before the game with the Chiefs or something like that? Is that on? No? Okay, my bad.
We got to work on getting back to the postseason.
Okay. We're talking with Kevin Holmes and his Gift of Soul Gala coming up April 18th. That's a week from this Saturday. I'll be on the ones and twos. But more importantly, though, we're giving away shoes to those most in need in our community. And this is like one of your final gifts to Kansas City before you leave, dog. Because if you have not heard, unfortunately, then this is a blow. Kevin will be, he's left KSHB 41. Yesterday was your last day. And just walk us through, because you've been here 10 years now. It was 10 years.
Yeah.
Just walk us through that emotion yesterday.
Honestly, it still hasn't hit me yet. I don't think it's really hit me yet. Yesterday at 6 p.m. was my final broadcast.
Wow.
At Channel 41. Great group of people, great run. I've accepted a position to be the evening anchor at the NBC affiliate in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Care 11. And it was the toughest decision in my adult life is leaving a place that has turned into my home. Kansas City is home for me. regardless of where I was birthed. And a lot of people who have came when I came in 2016 were as friends are now family. So for me to make this decision, it's not something that I took lightly to leave and embark on this new endeavor.
But now, you've definitely built a community here in Kansas City, and that we were talking a little bit about that off air. I'm like, we might end up crying. So let me slide in a little bit of a lighter note. Since you are making this move, is there a Kansas City food spot that you wish was going to be in Minneapolis when you make this move? Is this something that you like, I really want to take this from Kansas City with me, but I can't?
Man, there are so many. But let me just say the staple. I don't think I can ever look at barbecue the same.
I don't know what it's gonna look like over there.
I don't want to try.
You better savor the favor here, boy.
I want to explore. I want to explore every place I live, and Minneapolis will be no different.
They got Juicy Lucy's up there. I
want to explore that, but I don't want to explore barbecue. Yeah, I mean, think about it. I've lived in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I've lived in the Carolinas. I've lived in Memphis.
Oh yeah,
I know barbecue. Texas. Yeah, I know barbecue. I'm kind of pessimistic about the barbecue in Minneapolis.
All downhill from here.
I wish I could take Gates with me. I wish I could take Joe's with me. I wish I could take Slaps and Chef J's. I wish I could take all these staples with me to Minneapolis.
They got some fire tater tots out there.
Tater tots.
Hey, don't sleep on that though.
We gonna see.
And surprisingly, the seafood there, scene is kind of legit.
Oh, they buy some water, so I get it.
I've heard that before.
I've had a good steak or two in my travels.
Now you talking my language,
man. Kevin, look, man, I got to go back to Dia too, because what you and Dia Wall did. Mm-hmm. Just being the black anchors, okay, for having people, children, younger people, teenagers, college people, look up to y'all and see what y'all are able to do. Y'all are a dynamic tag team. And you were a good tag team with anybody. But you and Dia, though, that was a special team that y'all had together. Y'all were black. Y'all were unapologetically black, but fair and loving to everybody. But it's just the fact that we saw y'all. And that, like, dang, man, we are represented. And look, man, shout out to 41 for investing in y'all in that team, because I know that probably wasn't an easy decision with the demo that we have here in Kansas City. But y'all blew it out the water, man. Appreciate y'all made history, and both of y'all are really close friends of mine. Yeah. And I love and appreciate y'all so much, because y'all too are two of the best black anchors that Kansas City has ever had. And I've seen 40 years of news here in Kansas City, and I done seen them all come and go. Y'all made an impact, but you specifically, Kevin, with your gift of soul, with your pouring into the Kansas City community, we can't thank you enough, dog. And this is a lifetime of love and a lifetime of partnership, and you will be missed.
That means a lot, man. I appreciate that. I love Kansas City, man. This I always say this town has been kinder to me than I probably deserve, and I love this city with all my heart, man. Everything from, this gift of soul initiative to the Heart Association, that's been a baby of mine, just working with them over the last 10 years, to the Hope Lodge and the cancer patients. They're just so many. KCPS, doing their foundation breakfast and pouring into several of the students there, getting to know the kids across the state line at Wyandotte High School. I mean, just being in this community has been everything. Like we were talking offline, the biggest takeaway for me in my 10 years here has been community and the importance of it. My alumni chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi, it's more than just a fraternity. They are more than just my fraternity brothers. They are my brothers, and the love that they have showed me and poured into me and even my family at Channel 41. They say work, you're supposed to separate the two, and they're not supposed to be your family, but there are so many people there that really have poured into me when good times, bad times, trials and tribulations. And I am forever, forever grateful for them and for all of Kansas City.
We appreciate you stopping by Hustle and Shine in the morning, and we'll try some, what is that, Juicy Lucy?
Juicy Lucy, yeah. Juicy Lucy.
We're going to come to Minneapolis and kick it with you one time. Thank you, though.
Appreciate you, Kevin.
Appreciate y'all.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
827, high up 78, currently 56 at UMKC. Kirk Franklin gave a special list after fans asked him who he wants to collaborate with.
Somebody asked me, what would be my favorite collab? I'd probably have to pick a few. Marvin Gaye, Prince, Thomas Whitfield, and Joe.
Said Joe, like,
yeah, Joe. Oh, okay. You think Joe can make like a gospel two-step song?
Oh, dude,
that'd be fire.
It'd be about cheating on somebody.
That's what I'm saying. It had to be gospel.
Regret gospel. For cheating on somebody or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Some big headlines for you. While Offset's recovering from the shooting at Florida's Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, he's also catching heat over $100,000 he borrowed from a Detroit casino. A debt he's trying to square away, TMZ has learned. Now,
making
since
that
then,
real money.
People have put their foot on this man's neck and came out the woodworks with, oh, Offset owes me money. Of course, we talked to him on that show. I'm still waiting on my $5,000, possibly by the end of the week.
Oh, my God.
But Dez Bryant has said the same thing, including Ebro, media personality over in New York. A lot of people have said that Offset owes them money.
It's like a class action lawsuit.
A RICO.
Let me put my bid in.
Yeah, you might. Hop on
$5,
it.
Buster.
Also, Hulu has ordered a documentary about 50 Cent showing fans how he went from the streets of Queens to global cultural dominance. The three-part series will touch on the rapper's illustrious career, including music, business, and film, through an intimate and revealing lens. So that should be very interesting. Because it sounds like he has a part in that, I'm assuming. It sounds like he's going to be shown in a good light. When it comes to business, 50 Cent be on it. So tip my hat to him on that.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Clara and Tony.
Oh, we got two of our cousins on the line. Hey, cousins.
Hey.
What you got going on today?
On my way to a doctor's appointment.
Oh. What flavor air freshener y'all got in that car?
Nothing right now, actually.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
So it's just vibes.
It's just Uber orders and old
no
shoes.
No black ice, no nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Well, all right.
Roll down the window.
Oh, the window's cracked. I got to breathe.
All right, cousin. We got a gas car we want to hook you up with, courtesy of Grand Hustle Records and T.I., but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready for it?
Yes.
This is a chance you need to take. Ain't no need to wait. Say the word, we can lead a day. This is something special and it feel like fate. Hate to make a mistake. How the same thing make you sad, make you stay.
Where you going to do that?
I was so looking for that first lyric, too.
Oh, I wouldn't. Yeah.
song I can't even sing, so I'd have to hand that over.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Okay, period, girl. I know that's right.
I couldn't say nothing. I had to hand that over.
Well, right. Well, what was he at then? Y'all don't want y'all gas tank
to. Does he need to go to $2 a
bottle? I was like, and I was singing it and stuff, and I was rapping it, and this thing I know, I was like,
all right, man. We gonna get y'all off the phone. Yo. Y'all tell Kansas City what morning show is getting y'all hooked up with these gas cars.
Oh, Hustle and Shine in the Morning, the best radio station out there in Kansas City. You already know.